Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. And my delegation is very much listed in the relevant paragraph. I just had a question and a request. We observe that some of the non-governmental organizations and entities are listed in full, as in the full name, and some just have their acronym there, which does not really represent that. It might be useful to list all names in full if that is the practice of this group. Thank you for your kind consideration.
I thank the distinguished delegate from Pakistan, and I talked to the secretariat, and they will endeavor to be in contact with all delegations of all NGOs in order to get the necessary clarification of their acronyms. In some cases, some of those NGOs are better known for their own acronym. And they didn't even spell out in their letters in which they sought accreditation to our meeting. But we will endeavor to generate the necessary uniformity in the presentation of the names of the organizations. I thank you for this observation. Okay. So with that in mind, I can say that paragraphs 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11 have been agreed, and now we have paragraph 12, which spells out the agenda item 5, which is our mandate. And I assume that this will not create difficulties for anyone. Good. So then we can revert back to that open issue regarding the placement of paragraph 12Bs and the different perceptions between delegations regarding the wording of those paragraphs. I hope that this time that we devoted to other matters have enabled delegations to evolve. I see that there's some consultations going on. And I have the delegation of Pakistan with his flag up. Oh, no, it's just a reflex. He wants to talk? Okay. So Pakistan has the floor.
Thank you once again, Mr. Chair. We just had a small observation on paragraph 12 ter. To the best of my delegation's understanding, the proposals have been submitted by individual high contracting parties, by groups of high contracting parties, as well as regional groups under the convention. So maybe it's just simpler to say the group considered the oral and written proposals, comma, and go on, or do you want to list all of those three types of submissions? We're in your hands, but this is just for accuracy's sake, that proposals have not only just been submitted by high contracting parties, there are group proposals and as well as regional group proposals. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Well, I